Greetings, this is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio and East City Stargate. Again, we're on Rumble, YouTube, maybe. I think we got banned on YouTube last one because we talked about med beds. And even though I didn't promote it or promote anybody having a med bed, we got banned just by saying the word med bed. So thank you, Google. Can't wait for their karma to come home. But you can catch us about anywhere. We post on Telegram and East City TV. That's the best place to go to. VMO, it's all over the place. But anyway, I want to begin by thanking getting everybody a happy Thanksgiving weekend. And so I have mixed emotions about that one with my grandmother being Cherokee. I say, when you buy your turkey, get at least two and drop one off at the nearest reservation. Maybe a little donation to help them with their propane and firewood, to get through winter. A lot of they're having it rough on those reservations. So whatever we can do to help them out would be great. Nice warm blanket and some organic tobacco would also be good. One day the real story of Columbus will be told. It's not a happy one, depending on which side of the sword and musket you are on. I wanted to share a prophecy. The Native American elders said, when the white man returns, if he comes with the cross and the circle, welcome him. If he comes with the cross without the circle, he's forgotten the sacred circle of life. So, and dark days will follow. So, unfortunately, when white man did return, he came back with, the Bible and the sword, and the cross didn't have a circle on it. So, totally forgot the sacred circle of life and that everybody is one. We all exist in this beautiful field of consciousness and energy, and we all came from the same source, but somehow people forget that. And anyway, there's a bunch of Native American prophecies out there. Check them out. Something new, chemtrails, it's kind of rare in Hawaii, are starting to appear covering the sky in a gray haze. And I don't know if it's weather manipulation or a toxic dump. These chemtrails usually result in upper respiratory, gastrointestinal, and joint pain. So it depends on their objective. So a little gift from the WEF and the NWO, New World Order boys. We need to put an end to that one. Here's another one in the news. The vehicles at the music concert in Israel that was attacked had an eerie resemblance to Lahaina. The autos were completely burned out, the glass was melted, the rims were melted, and temperatures exceeding natural or the usual, gasoline fires. They had no way out, no way to escape. So made some dots connect here. Looks like dew weapons were used there as well as Lahaina. More on that later. So we'll cover more about that. Let's check out that photo. All right. According to Gateway Pundit, the new January 6th evidence showed the police and other government agents fired into the crowd, used rubber bullets, flash grenades, and tear gas without warning. The crowd was peaceful before this event, and officers were allowing them in, saying, "Yeah, come on in." It was like a setup, basically. One man was arrested. And he showed an ID and then was immediately released, patted on the back, and sent back out into the crowd. So, what kind of ID did he show them? That's a good question. The crowd, according to the Gateway Pundit, was also infiltrated by FBI agents and other groups posing as Trump supporters dressed in MAGA gear. For the record, MAGA stands for Make America Great Again. It's not this nasty terrorist organization they're trying to create, but it's been totally demonized by the left. So allegedly, Antifa were also involved in posing as Trump supporters. Chip Roy grilled FBI Director Christopher Wray as to how many FBI agents were in Stop the Steal January 6th demonstration. Despite insiders and whistleblowers confirming their presence, Wray said none. That's lying to Congress, basically. So there's also evidence of ghost vans carrying large number of agents to the event in our two-tiered weaponized legal system and justice system, lying to Congress along with other treasonous acts, are okay if you're a Democrat. If you're a Republican, they're going to come after you with everything they got. They're going to accuse you of everything with no evidence and bring the entire just us system down on your head. So this hasn't gone unnoticed by America. Everybody's seeing this. Here's another one. Biden's justice system is going down in flames in its attempt to stop Trump from running in the 2024 election. The lawfare they're engaging in only raises Trump's poll numbers through the roof. Colorado ruled in Trump's favor, so he's on the docket there. Georgia is a psychotic courtroom filled with illogical, unlawful Trump derangement Biden thugs, so we don't know what's going to happen there. That needs to just be thrown out. There's nothing lawful about that one. And anyway, the people that are bringing these cases should be charged with wrongful prosecution and election tampering. They could have a plea insanity because no one in their reasonable mind would behave that way, especially in the courts. So, it's insane. It's pure insanity. And it's almost like, what's that Stockholm syndrome, where eventually you align with your persecutor. And that's pretty much what's going on. Israeli newscasters are threatening anyone who goes against their total annihilation and relocation of the Palestinians in the Gaza Strip. One said, "We will come for you, kill you, and if you interfere." These threats went out to America, Russia, China, several other countries. Not a good way to gain allies. There's also plans to build a canal and oil found in the Gaza Strip. So, according to some sources, deals have already been made for that. So, there's been testimony that allegedly an Israeli helicopter fired on the people at the music concert, and the Israeli militia, the Mossad, were also involved in the raid. So, more stories. There's a lot of whistleblowers and people coming out and testifying that nothing is as it seems. So, the head of Hamas and his next in line have allegedly been identified as Mossad double agents as well. So, again, I say allegedly, that's what people are putting out. So the Israeli Zionists fired on the Liberty June 8, 1967, even fired on the lifeboats filled with sailors in the past to get us to go to war against their enemies. The Twin Towers 9/11 event had Israeli Mossad agents dancing when the towers went down. Cameras were in place ahead of time to capture the event. Mysteriously, the FBI released all of them. America went to war against Iraq, who had nothing to do with the 9/11 event, blaming the event on Osama bin Laden from Afghanistan. So Silverstein triple insured the towers before the event. I don't know if anybody's connecting these dots yet, but is the Hamas attack another false flag to get us to do the Zionist bidding? Let's be clear, the Israeli people are marching in the streets against this genocide. There's a big difference between Khazarian Jews, Zionists, and the people of Israel. So really do some research on that. The true rabbis are against this war. They're saying it's forbidden in the religion. And so don't expect the corporate-owned mainstream media to cover any of this. The media, politicians, and the agencies have all been compromised by the Khazarian Jews, Zionists, all willing participants in the genocide in the Middle East, past and present. So many politicians use the backing of money of Zionists to get elected with dual citizenships. Epstein was a Mossad agent as well, who blackmailed many politicians having sex with underage women. Epstein Island, look into that one. Where is the list? If you don't think things are, if there's a two-tiered system, where's that list? So anyway, it's always been a lust for power, wealth, and world domination with these Khazarian Jews. So, just a reminder, Khazaria was the former name of the Ukraine, one of the most corrupt countries on the planet, replete with drugs, sex trafficking, and weaponized biolabs. Ukraine is falling. Israel will be last. To be clear, the fall will be the end of the Khazarian Jews, the Zionists, and the rise of the people, the Israelis and the Palestinians, who want peace. And this is not anti-Semitic. It's anti-false flags, anti-genocide, anti-corruption, and anti-any delusional psychopaths that desire world enslavement and domination at the expense of humanity, Earth. So you can brand this whatever you want. It's just, do your own research and get your own evidence. Anyway, speaking of delusional, according to former White House Dr. Ronny Jackson, Joe Biden does not have the cognitive ability to do the job. He is in rapid degeneration, propped up by people around him that don't want to lose their jobs and position of power. Like, all they have to do is change the calendar to the end of his term and walk him out. He won't know the difference. and then slip Trump in to finish the job, make America great again, problem solved. Anyway, according to Occasional Cortex, buffaloes can no longer fly because people keep eating their wings. Chemtrails are the results of cow farts, and she doesn't understand why ghosts need guns. And when we say Green New Deal, it means we're taking more green and you have to deal with it. So I might want to check out her net worth since entering into politics. It says everything. Speaking of guns, Dems are still trying to take away the right to bear arms and defend ourselves. They keep losing in the highest courts, but it never stops them. They just keep coming back over and over and over. History has proven disarmament is followed by genocide of millions. Why don't they just skip to the chase and say, we want total control, domination. We want to kill anyone in our way. Let's just be honest about that. That's why they want to take your guns, basically. What's the difference between an assault weapon and a defense weapon? The character and integrity of the one behind the trigger, basically. So, you can say, I don't have any assault rifles. I just have defense rifles. And you'd be accurate. So anyway, they also plan, Democrats are also trying to put kill switches in every car. They want to remove all gas ovens along with gas-powered automobiles, lawnmowers, all gas-powered devices. A short-sighted, impossible goal with extreme consequences, mainly the poor. The poor are going to take the biggest hit on this. They can't afford to drive a $150,000 electric car. And so they're going to pretty much be on foot and fined and arrested. And this is going right into Germany again, Germany 2.0. On a lighter note, the new book is out, UFOs, The Origin of Religion and Man. It blows the lid off of 70 years of disclosure, a cover-up and controlled narrative. It's a tell-all on who is covering up the real disclosure, the real history of Earth, and who is who in the multi-dimensional world in which we live. It's over 40 years of contact censored by those you trust most to bring you the truth. And so go to Lulu or Amazon to get your copy. I just got my copy yesterday. I haven't even seen the book, and I was thumbing through it, and I went, oh my God, this is just covers everything. So if you really want just the pure, it's the meat, it's not all the fluff and everything else. It's just this is what's going on. Grab the book. We need to educate ourselves and realize what's really going on. You can also get a copy at that eSETI.org. Remember, ECETI.org. And we also just downloaded 818 clips of 5 months of undeniable UFO activity over Mount Adams, eSETI, Washington, the majority of which were filmed on the Big Island here in Hawaii. Boom. I have some friends of mine that help us out here on the ranch, Mike and Marion, and Mike came out and spent Saturday night, to check out the UFOs, and took him a couple of days to process it afterwards. But yeah, he's, I tell people this is real. This is real. They come in, they massive ships come in, they do turns, they power up, they make it very clear who they are. They're treetop level. These are not satellites. These are not planes. They have no running lights, no strobes. And it's undeniable the footage we have. There's nobody that can refute it, and a lot of it's been very well researched and analyzed. And so anyway, it's not the only. There's only maybe 1 to 4 visible satellites over any area, most areas, and most of your satellites are going east and west. And when they go under the Earth's shadow, they only reflect light. They don't have their own light, so. So basically, you see something self-illuminated up there, and it's later on at night, and the sun's behind the Earth. It's in the Earth's shadow. It's not a satellite. And after sometimes we'll see a minimum of 12 to 20, even 200 ships a night sometimes. And there's no way you can say these are satellites. They're massive. They're low. They're interacting with us. And we know who's on the ships. We know their natures. We know what they look like. They're very diverse. We know who the planetary liberators are and who are the controllers and the enslavers. So it's really important that we educate ourselves as to who's who and realize that there's a lot of planned opposition down here, a lot of shills, a lot of A lot of massive egos and very competitive. It's a very competitive thing. It's a mess. The UFO community is a mess, and it's not what you think. So a lot of the top people are very, very compromised, and they've taken money from satanic Luciferian banksters to stay on top of things. So when they start mentioning, the Rockefellers and the the Clintons and the Podestas and how we're buddy buddies and talk about how they dance at Bohemian Grove and start, all this stuff, turn around, that name dropping thing, the names they're dropping are very sick people. So you might want to back away because, sick people hang around with sick people. And so do your research. Not everything is what you think. And it's sad. I really don't like people that mislead people and deceive and lie. And that's my issue. It doesn't go over well with me. So anyway, so I finally, after having it done to me so many times and having been censored so many times and told I was going to speak here and then cut out and sh and by these very same people, these controlled narrative, controlled opposition or planned opposition people, it got so old. Finally, I go, well, I'll just lay it all out there and say, this is what's really going on in the conferences and the UFO community in general. So get the book if you really want to know what's happening. I'll tell you up front, there's a lot of people that want to be your guru and they want to tell you how to make contact and how it's an inner thing. It's an individual thing. It's an empowering thing for you as an individual. And you shouldn't be giving your power to external forces or external beings. I mean, that you should be high-fiving these beings. They're here to empower us to make our own personal connection with greater, basically. If they're not, they're there to feed off you, feed off your energies. So a lot of that going on out there, and it's time we just put an end to it if we are going to have contact. So contact, I love what Mother Mary said. She said, universal peace is going to come through the hearts and minds of the people. And contact is going to come through the hearts and minds of the people. And when the people put their intention out to have contact and rise to the occasion, you're going to have contact. You don't need a go-between. Just like you don't need a go-between to connect with Creator, God, Great Spirit, whatever name you want to give it. There's no go-between. This is a personal journey. It's a self-empowering journey. So don't give your power away to external forces. Anyway, on that note, we're gonna flip over to the question and answers, and we'll see. I haven't even heard these questions, so there might be some doozies, So we'll see what Kathy has for us today.
Is there a difference between the angelic realm and the galactic realm of light, or are they the same?
What's interesting is that a lot of people mistake like Pleiadians for angels, and they're fifth dimensional beings. You can see right through them. They're beautiful, and the amount of love they exude is just phenomenal. I mean, you just fall in love with them when you meet them, and you go, God, why can't I live in this society? Well, I'm gonna have to deal with this, the one I'm in. But a lot of people, there are angelic beings that, like the archangels, are mythologically known, that we know them as archangels, and they're actually Andromedans, and they're part of the Andromedan Council of Light. And these beings, after them is the source, creator, God, whatever name, there's no identity after them. And so it's beyond identity. It's not male, it's not female, it's just pure bliss after that. And that's the golden plane of bliss. But the Andromedans are mythologically known as archangels. They're 8 to 10 feet tall. They have magnetized light bodies and beautiful beings, very powerful beings. And the ascended masters are often, mistaken as angels and things like that. And so they're all realms. And you want to look at it more on a dimensional level. What dimension are they coming from? Because you've got a lot of beautiful beings in the fourth dimension, but you got some really crazy stuff there too, and some very dark stuff in the lower fourth dimension. But you really want to work with fifth dimensional beings on up. And those are like the Pleiadians, the Orion Council of Light, the Arcturians, the Andromedans, Sirians, a lot of these beings, they're 5D on up, and that's where you want to work.
Is TLS separate from the Galactic Federation of Light? You know what TLS is?
No.
I don't either.
I think I do. I can't remember what it stands for. I'm not sure. I don't want to give a statement. If I knew what TL, okay. I mean, if I knew the name of the guy that represents him, and I think I know who she's talking about, but I don't want to say anything because I'm not sure.
Can any object become a talisman or an amulet? How do you make something like that effective?
You know, what's interesting about talismans or amulets is that especially metal and stone hold frequency. They hold consciousness and energy. Might have to take a break. We got a helicopter flying over us. Probably black, probably military. but anyway, we'll just keep going. Having a little background, should run out and wave hi to them. The amulets and things, it's all about intention. It's 99% intention. Like certain crystals, it's really when you get a crystal, you want to clear it first, clear out any other energies in it, and then put your intention into it. And certain crystals have certain abilities. Some retain information, you know, some clear information, some like, you know, amethyst is a real powerful, it's like a healing and higher consciousness and energy. I love citrine because citrine just, it doesn't hold anything. It just, boom, just throws it out. And we have those in the conference building, so we don't hold any stale energy in there. There's a lot of different crystals. Some people say, what's the black one? I'm brain farting. The black crystal.
Obsidian?
Obsidian. They say obsidian. A lot of people meditate with obsidian, and they say as soon as they grab the obsidian, they go right back into the meditation that they're in. And it holds energy, you know, it holds energy. So you want to clear those a lot. But it's, you know, it's mainly about the intention and saying a prayer and working with the highest levels of consciousness, and you can create your own amulet. But I mean, your whole house is your amulet. You know, if you have stone and metal, you got a fireplace, you got a basement, you know, that's all holding energy. That's where all the creepy stuff happens. In the basements, you know, because most are made of stone, you know, or cement and rock and things like that. And it really holds energy.
What do you know about the patriots who are just trying to sell things?
There is, you know, there are some out there. They're just trying to sell things and they're giving you a feel-good message and a hopium message. And there are some that are legit. And some people are just really want to see something happen and they're a little exuberant. You know, they're jumping the gun. And there's a lot of that stuff. I think selling things to help, you know, finance your mission, there's nothing wrong with that. But when you're using it, you know, for other means. I mean, I've seen people selling like Saint Germain shampoo and scarves, and you wear the scarf and Saint Germain will walk with you, and if you wash your hair, and I mean that's getting a little over the top, but I'm gonna do some real research into Saint Germain before you buy those. But the you know, I really don't think there's anything wrong with it. You know, like I sell my books and we sell videos and we sell things offline, and we have t-shirts that say E-SETI, you know, on them and things like that. And it helps keep the doors open because, you know, to have a ranch like that, it's about $100,000 a year just to keep the doors open. People have no idea how much it costs, you know, to just keep the bills paid, you know, and for the catering and everything, you know, you're flying people out. It's not cheap, you know, and even this year, I'm kind of going, God, it's because we're closed all winter long. And then we have a startup again. And so last year we didn't have the big conference, which keeps us alive because of all the COVID and the other nonsense. And so this, I don't know what's going to happen this year, but Man, if anybody wants to buy some merchandise or make a donation to keep the doors open, I'm all for it because we're getting a little worried about keeping East City going.
I was wondering. I know I am being hit by some black magic and some sort of AI, and they mess with me behind my back and over my head without my consent and without my knowledge. It's a pain in the ass, and I know I have to clean up the mess. Do you have some options to get rid of it besides the clearing technique?
Yeah, that's an interesting one. One is to just really shore up your fields and really focus on making your own personal God connection and really increase your fields is one thing. Increase your inner sensitivity so you can tell when they're doing it. It's welcome.
Sage.
Yeah, sage. I mean, before I sat down in this chair, there was energy hitting this chair trying to shut the show down, and I had to go. We had to go do a clearing. I had to get out the sage and sage the whole desk in this area. And since I sat down, I started getting nauseated. And I go, oh boy, there's some kind of a something going on here that's trying to shut down the show. And so we had to clear and sage. But
You can salt your property
yeah,
too.
you put salt. Salt's a crystal, and you can salt the edges of your place. Salt around to do what it's all about intention. So if you have sage or if you have there's all kinds of what's that wood pop something parlor
Pop,
brain farting
pal, palsanto.
Palo Santo, things like that. I take a lot of times I have sage and Palo Santo and some sweet grass or something. I'll go around and just hit the whole place and clear it. It's amazing. And I'll do that before I go to bed, and I do a clearings before I go to bed, and I make sure there's no one seeing negative influences around. But you can also ask for the AI to be scrubbed out and cleared as well. And have whatever their intentions go back to them, have their karma go back to them. These people that are using AI to enslave others are usually enslaved by AI twice as bad, because they bought the program. And so, yeah, it's not a fun ticket. There's a lot of targeted individuals out there. The reason you're being targeted is because you're a threat. So they're afraid of you, and you have some ability or some talent or some connection inside of you that they don't want to come forward. So be sure and bring that forward just to piss them off. But yeah, don't slink down for anybody or don't diminish yourself for anybody else. Just keep going and just keep going for the light and become the light. And that's all I can say. But I know it's not easy. We're all being targeted right now, but I think that's going to come to a close pretty soon.
What do you know about the Druids?
The Druids, that's interesting. A little history. So there was a time in Stonehenge, I was actually a Druid in a past life. And there was the White Druids and the Black Druids, and they shared Stonehenge and they did their ceremonies at different times. And the White Druids used more like white magic, and it was all used to heal and help and enlighten and things like that. And the Black Druids used a little more manipulative energies, a more little black magic and things. And we stayed away from that completely. But you'd stand in the middle of Stonehenge, and there'd be a communication for all the stones. Some of them had crystals embedded in them. And they'd go to the center, and you would stand in the center, and you just boom, this energy would come in. And I remember we used to mess with some of the Black Druids because we'd build this energy up, and we'd throw these light balls at them and hit them. And they wouldn't hurt it. They wouldn't hurt you, but they'd put you through your stuff really fast. I mean, if you're really dark and negative, they would hit you hard. And if you're just cool, you get a bliss hit from them. It's kind of funny. But I remember the ceremonies and everything in the past. And as in the world, there's black magic and white magic. There's ascended masters and demons, there's angels and demons, whatever, there's always two sides. And it depends on your intent. If you intend to control and dominate and slave others, and you want power over others and wealth, and if that's your goal, you're going to be working with some really dark entities, which will eventually consume you too. And that's the way it works. But if you focus on service and service to others and love and joy and bliss and helping others heal and and become prosperous and think you're working on the light side, and all that's going to come back to you. And so you're going to become prosperous. You're going to heal. You're going to receive the karmic benefits from that. And it's pretty basic.
Do you believe that it is Creator's plan that we reincarnate over and over in order to better ourselves? Or do you think we are caught in a reincarnation trap devised by beings that use us as a food source?
Yeah, I don't believe there's an Acme 2000 soul sucker on the moon that grabs everybody's soul and recycles them. You know, I've given this a lot of thought. I thought about it. And while we're here in the physical, our mental body and our emotional body is really putting out a lot of energy. And there are beings that feed on the negative emotions and things like that. But your soul is too powerful. It's you know, I don't know how you trap a soul. And on a soul level, you're not going to be doing anything negative because you're connected to source. You know, it doesn't. It's the mental and emotional body and the astral body where all the drama happens and the veering away from universal law. And so I think if you really think about the system where you cross over depends on your field of energy. And if you're full of love and joy and bliss, you're going to go to the highest planes full of love and joy and bliss. If you're full of fear and pain and suffering and everything, you're going to go to that realm. And but there's a burn when you cross over. If you're praying and others are praying for you, a lot of that can be burned off. You can go into the higher levels, the higher planes. So there's always forgiveness and there's always a way out and there's always a way to heal and move on every dimension. It's set up that way. But the I think it's a brilliant system because everybody goes to the level that they're at. And let's say you're this, you love the etheric music and the sound of the ocean and nature and things like that. And you go there and you're all blissed out and you're in a natural setting and everything else. That's heaven to you. But if you're a heavy metal music, you like discord and chaos and all this other stuff. I mean, that place would be hell for you. You know, your heaven would be heavy metal music and a lot of discords and fighting and whatever, you know. So, and that's your concept of what you want to experience. And so your intention and your consciousness determines where you go in the next life. And so it's quite a system when you really think about it, because you're magnetized to a level that matches your frequency, and your frequency is established by the amount of love and joy and bliss in your consciousness, along with the amount of fear and guilt and unworthiness, which a lot of the churches teach, unfortunately. All that stuff weights you down. It lowers your frequency. And if you are in, you know, if that's where you're functioning, then you're going to go to a realm, to that realm. I think one of the funniest things is a joke I heard where this guy was walking, a new guy just died and he's going through heaven. And, you know, looks in one room and he sees all the Native Americans, the view from India, and, you know, everybody, they're all arm in arm and they're all sitting down and eating and having a good time. And he goes, yeah, this is one room, you know, like this. And then he walks by this other room. He goes, shh, you got to be really quiet. He goes, these are some of the Christians that think they're the only ones here. You know, so they're the only ones in heaven. You know, so it really does. If when you really get into the higher dimensions, you'll see all of the masters, you know, the people arm in arm. There's no division there. They're all in service to others. They love each other, and it's a beautiful place. And then there's lower levels for people that need the lower level experience. So it's quite a masterful system.
If our focus of attention is on this lifetime, then what about the others? On some level, are we simultaneously living all of them fully?
You're living what you're aware of. You're living. It's the only thing I can say. Okay, a lot of people think they're a body and a personality, and that's all they're experiencing. They're experiencing this world, their circumstances, and what this world reflects back to them. Other people know their body and a personality, but they also know that they have a spirit, a soul. And so they're connecting on another level, on more of a spiritual level. There's other people that realize they're a soul and that soul is multidimensional. And so they're experiencing all these other levels. And there's some people that are fully aware of their past lives and realize there is no time and everything's existing at once. And so they're experiencing all of their lives and they're helping future selves and other dimensional selves. They're all interacting, and it's quite interesting. And it's also, it'll drive you insane if you don't know how to deal with it. And then the next level is where you realize it's all you. That within you resides the one consciousness that encompasses all consciousness on all planes and dimensions throughout the multiverse. And when you expand that, you're everything, you're all of it. And your identity is no longer important. So a lot of times when you see people really focus on identity, their name, they're saying, I was this in a past life, that in a past life, and I'm this, that's spiritual ego. And you'll hear them say, I a lot. I did this. I did that. I did. And when you're in the higher dimensions, you say we a lot. Like the Native Americans, a lot of them don't have a word for I. It's always we. And because you're never alone, you're always working with other aspects of yourself. But that's the best way I can explain it, is it's different levels of awareness. And if you're aware that you were born of God, the creator, great spirit, and that you are a spirit, and that you're a spirit that has a body and a personality, but you focus more on the spirit and you focus more on the multidimensional self that you really are, all the way back to the source, then that's your playground. And it's unlimited, you know. So why limit yourself to a body and a personality and a name? You know, they're just, the higher you go up, it's just not important anymore.
Are the mysterious sounds in the sky, often called sky trumpets, heard in different places around the world made by sky whales?
I'll tell you what, if you read the ancient texts, when they talk about, you know, a lot of the ancient times between Atlantis and Lemuria and even further back, they talk about a time where the earth is getting ready to do a pole shift, and the earth is going under tremendous pressure and changes, and she starts groaning, you know, and you hear these crazy groans and everything. And then the Anunnaki, before they, you know, a lot of them just packed up and left because it was getting so loud and they knew it was getting ready to happen. And so they packed up and left, and the ones that stayed here experienced the pole shift, which was oceans reeling across the land and whole continents going underground and new continents rising. And it was quite an event. And so when you look at ancient history, they talk about the groans, you know, the sky groans, the trumpets and everything else. And they say it's right before the earth goes through a major transition.
Merkabas, who are they?
Merkabas, again, we're a Merkabah. There's an aspect of ourself that can travel as an orb with 360 degree division. And that's our Merkabah. And we don't need a ship. We don't need a car. We can go anywhere we want. And that's an aspect of ourselves. So a Merkabah is it's an aspect of self that's a very spiritual self that has the incredible abilities. And the more you meditate and the more you practice, you know, going out of body and things like that, the more you're traveling in a Merkabah.
Is it risky for the unjabbed to be intimate with someone who was jabbed?
Personally, I'd say so. You know, I'd say definitely so. Especially with what we know about spike proteins and everything else. Very risky. No matter what I say about that, this is going to be taken off of YouTube. But I would do some research on that. I mean, go to the frontline doctors. I think it's Artis, Dr. Artis, and all these guys out there are giving you the latest information on these. You know, they're neither safe nor effective. You know, more people are getting COVID. They got the jab than didn't. You know, all the statistics are there, the amount of people that have died, and now they're trying to jab all your children, and they don't even need it, that it doesn't even affect them. And so this is insane. This is pure insanity. And so, you know, I might, no matter what I say, they're gonna ban this one, you know, off the tube. So, you know, I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say other than don't do it. If you have done it, get that shit out of your system. So, and there's a lot of ways of doing that. There's a lot of ways of getting the spike proteins out of your system, and that you can find that just, you know. I know, what's his name? Wolf, David Wolf, I think it is, has all kinds of remedies that you can use to get, you know, get this out of your system.
Seem to have discovered a natural portal or thinning of the veil at a state park in Birmingham, Alabama. Have been drawn to meditate near that area for years. Had some encounters with some kind of light being, and have had a fairy encounter. After doing a tarot reading on the area, it seems to be being contested by varying positive and negative energy beings. I'm wondering if we should do something to bless the area to help things along, or is it smarter not to get involved?
You know, I would definitely do clearings, and you can clear the land and work with the higher dimensional beings and be proactive in it. It really helps. Know you might be challenged, you know, comes with the territory. So be up, you know, really be up on your game when you're doing clearings. But almost all portals, like even at the ranch, we're constantly clearing it, and I had one very well-known psychic do a reading on the ranch once, and he says, you know, and he didn't even know me. He goes, you know, you're living on a portal, you know, a Stargate. And I said, yeah, fully aware of that. And he goes, you know, everybody wants it. And I said, yeah, I was seeing that. And he goes, you know, everybody wants it. So the government wants it, the reptiles want it, the grays want it, the bugs want it, you know, he said, everybody wants it. And I said, yeah, they're not going to get it, you know, so. And so we have to maintain it, and we do that by working with the higher dimensional beings and working with them and keep doing clearings on a constant level. And the more you work with them, the more it gets established as a positive portal.
I heard from some sources that November 28th is a significant day, but they did not explain what to expect then. Some say the 10 days of darkness will start then. What is your view on this day?
Well, a lot of the white hats are now saying 6 days. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying what's out there. They're saying the countdown is that in 6 days we might have a blackout. We might have a so you know, get prepared. You know, it might go for on for 2 weeks. It might go on for 3 months. You know, everybody's saying different stories out there. But November 28th, where are we
Six
at
days
now?
is the 28th.
Yeah, that is the 28th, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would, you know, I have that old saying, you know, praise Allah, tie your camel. And so, you know, don't get into fear, but prepare, you know, prepare. And once you're prepared, there's no fear. You know, you go, okay, well, if it happens, no worries. I got food, I got, you know, and just to be, you know, base logical, have a way to prepare, you know, take care of yourself, and if necessary, you know, defend yourself if that's. It's not a bad idea. You know, I listened to this little old granny once, and she goes, I have no problem sitting on, you know, a stockpile of food in the basement with my 357 Magnum. You know, I laugh so hard, and I go, now there's horse sense right there. There's common sense. You know, it's like, you know, so it's a good idea. I mean, and once you're prepared, you don't have the fear, and the fear doesn't draw the experience.
What are the most cutting-edge tools, products, gadgets, etc., to help us connecting to high consciousness? Original DNA, psionic reactivations, healing self and others.
You know, to me, it goes back to your own personal creator, God, great spirit connection, and everything comes back into line with your etheric body, your blue body, which is your whole and healthy etheric self, the perfect incarnation. And there are devices that create communication between your etheric body and your DNA, you know, right down the atomic level. So there are technologies that are coming in that actually do that. And everybody has different names for them. But and a lot of them do things differently. And some are really efficient. Some take longer. But you know, you got to do your own research and trust your feeling and try them out. And you say, hey, that one really worked. I really felt great. And then check it out and pass it on to others. But I don't think there's any one way. There's a multitude of ways. I'm just talking about the highest ways to make your own personal connection with Creator.
How much sleep should we get? I'm barely sleeping 2 to 4 hours a night.
Yeah, that's a good question. Everybody's different. You know, there's sometimes I'll sleep maybe 2 or 4 hours, and other times, like this morning, I actually slept in. You know, I slept in until 6, which is sleeping in for me. I'm usually up at 4:30 or 5. That's when the best UFO footage is available. Yeah, it's you know, get what you need, and sleep is really important. You really need to get your sleep, and so I would definitely get as much sleep as you can. And there's times, don't force yourself to keep going when you're tired. Just rest. You know, your body's telling you, hey, I need to upload something. I need to regenerate. You know, it's giving you a message and listen to it. Or sometimes there's communication coming at higher levels, and they want you to rest and lay down and meditate or tap in. When you're sleeping, your body's above your physical body, and they can communicate with you, and you can go places. You know, so it's important. On that note, we've got a cut. We're out of time. And, you know, have a happy Thanksgiving. Again, you might want to bring some food and blankets and things and help them out with a few utility bills on the reservations. You know, I'm sure they can use it. And keep an open mind, a loving heart, and pure intent. And that's all you need to do. And live according to universal law, which is universal peace, brother-sisterly love, individual freedom, and prosperity for all. You know, the division games are over. I don't care what color, what culture, what religion you are. Time to end the division games and the enslavers that create the division games. Anyway, have a great evening, and we'll see you next Saturday.
Chaser.